Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, every year, the likes of Vanity Fair and Vogue publish lists of the best-dressed celebrities. And this year, a rather unexpected figure has popped up in both of them, the Pope. Apparently, it's the baseball cap and the trainers that has the style journos all excited. Is Leo trying to get down with the kids? Is a hip-hop album in the works? The former religious affairs correspondent with the Irish Times, Patsy McGarry, has the inside scoop. Good afternoon, Patsy.
Good afternoon, Sean.
So, do you think that the Pope would be delighted with being included in these stylish lists?
I don't think it would matter greatly to him, to be honest about it. I'm sure he'd probably be more positively impressed than not. But I doubt if Vanity Fair is one of his monthly readings.
Yeah. At the same time, is it how he dresses and how he presents himself to the world? Is it deliberate to some degree? Is it sending out a message?
Well, I don't know if that would be the case. I mean, he's American, for a start. And what the Vanity Fair likes is the Americanization, if you like, of the papal dress. The idea of a Pope wearing Nike sneakers, for instance, and a Red Sox baseball hat repeats to them. And, I mean, those photographs, by the way, were published by the Vatican itself, and they weren't, in other words, secret. And, I mean, it's this casual style of dress, which is very American, that clearly appeals to Vanity Fair. And, I mean, that's the way the man has dressed. He's American. And even though he spent most of his clerical career in South America, in Peru. And he is a Red Sox fan, and he's made no secret of that from once he was elected as Pope, because it was a matter of controversy when he was elected Pope as to who he did support in Chicago, of the football teams there.
It would be a huge difference, though, too, the way some of his predecessors presented themselves.
Absolutely. Not so much his immediate predecessor. Francis went for simplicity when it came to papal dress. I mean, when he was elected in March 2013, he came out on the balcony of St. Peter's all in white. And normally a Pope comes out much more traditionally and much more elaborately dressed, as indeed Leo did himself last May, 12 months, which made people think he was reverting back to a more traditional style of papacy, but that has not turned out to be the case. But, I mean, the man who was most elaborate of all of most recent popes was Benedict XVI, who, when he took over from John Paul in 2005, went back to a very elaborate style of papal dress, very ornate, very expensive. The red shoes, etc., were very much on show. He liked the style, which raised questions about himself. But anyhow, people thought that indeed it was a reflection probably of his more traditional view of the church and of the symbolism of the papacy and the authority of the papacy. And a lot of this dress in the past particularly really was to reflect the role of the Pope as the vicar of Christ, or to use one other dramatic title, governor of the world. It was to reflect his ultimate authority.
Yeah. Because the older outfits, or the previous popes and the outfits they'd wear, it was kind of more, it wasn't so much like a clergy person, it was more like an emperor or something.
Well, that, indeed, and that is what they really were, Sean. And I mean, they behaved like emperors. I mean, up to, and indeed, including the election of Pope John the 23rd in the late 1950s, I mean, he wore a tiara, a triple crown, not just an ordinary crown. And Paul VI, his successor in the 1960s, also wore it, but Paul VI got rid of it then and replaced it with the ordinary bishop's mitre, a much more popular style of dress, if you like. Paul VI in the 1960s up to 1978 got rid of a lot of the sort of regalia that had been associated with popes in the past up to that, including the fact that a pope would be carried into major events on a chair, had a very elaborate title, which I won't attempt to repeat, and carried by 12 footmen. And with two attendants who fanned him with ostrich feathers. So that didn't really stand out.
Very relatable.
It was really, hardly consistent with a church that based its teachings on the man born in the stable. But there you are.
Yeah. Within the Vatican, you know, would there be, because it is a very political place, as you know better than most, would people have, you know, quiet opinions about how Pope should dress, or how they are dressing?
Well, that very much breaks down as to where you stand in terms of the traditions of the church, or the more progressive liberal elements of the church. More liberal elements would favour simplicity. The traditional elements would favour more reflection of the authority of the Pope and elaborate dress and all that went with that itself, including in liturgy itself. And I suppose when Pope Leo came out on the balcony of St. Peter's in May of last year and did dress as predecessors, traditional predecessors, had done. So the more progressive element of the church, the more liberal element were afraid that it meant the church was reverting back to what it had been even before Vatican II. But that has turned out not to be the case at all.
And the fact that he's going around, like, you know, dressed like he's a basketball player, will that have any, and he's being featured in these magazines, might that have any traction with younger people who might have drifted away from the church? Might it generate a bit of interest in Catholicism?
Now, Sean, let's not get carried away. He's not going around dressed like a basketball player very often. It happens in casual moments, off camera usually, it seems, and normally he dresses much more in fitting with the office he holds. And I doubt very much if he's doing it deliberately to appeal to a younger audience or even a younger American audience. I mean, he's just dressing as he used to when he was off duty before he became Pope. It's just his style, his American style.
Yeah.
But it has certainly has struck a chord in America. I mean, he's very popular with young Americans and probably is the most popular American figure, broadly speaking, in the country itself, far more popular than its current president, against whom he is, well, not necessarily spoken out against Trump personally, but he certainly has been very vigorous and aggressive about Trump's policies and migration and equality and human rights, etc.
What do Italians make of him?
Well, Italians are very style conscious. I'd say they probably preferred the Benedict style, although they do like simplicity as well. And Francis was very popular with the Italians and Romans. And don't forget, the Pope is Bishop of Rome. That's his primary role. But if even simplicity, they like it to be done stylishly. And I mean, certainly Leo is stylish in his simplicity. Francis is a bit more devil-may-care, his predecessor. But no, I mean, there's nothing casual about Francis or about Leo's simplicity. It's very much in keeping with the Roman style of style.
Patsy McGarry, thanks a million for talking to us.
You're very welcome, Sean.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.